Welcome to Life After Corporate, your ultimate guide for making the leap from corporate leader to entrepreneur. I'm Deb Boulanger, entrepreneur, executive leader, and founder of the Launch Lab for Women Entrepreneurs. This is your time to break through the glass ceiling once and for all and get your ticket to the C-suite. Come back each week to get the leading strategies, advice, and tools that will give you the skills and confidence you need to replace your corporate paycheck. Are you ready? Let's go. What do you do when you've been suddenly laid off and need to make a change? Or maybe you've taken time off to raise a family and now need to go back to work, if only for your sanity. And what if there's a gap in your resume and you find it hard to explain? And of course, what do you do if you want to reinvent your career as an entrepreneur? Welcome back to our second episode in our series, How She Did It, how women just like you have reinvented their careers from a corporate or nonprofit background to running their own businesses. This episode is brought to you by the Launch Lab for Women Entrepreneurs, my 12-week accelerator for women making the leap from corporate leader to business owner. Specifically, the Launch Lab is for women who have a mission and want to make an impact with their work. But they also want to be six-figure earners. They don't want to sacrifice their paycheck or lifestyle in doing something that has more meaning. And today you'll be meeting with two of my clients, Linda Lautenberg and Judy Schoenberg, founders of Evolve Me and creators of the Reinvention Collective. You want to pay close attention, my friends, for two reasons. One, Judy and Linda just completed a record-breaking marketing campaign in bringing in their first ever virtual collective online. But even more than that, they are moms just like you who have taken time to raise families, work in corporate and nonprofit, and now have created a successful online business, helping others navigate the rough waters of career change. Welcome to Life After Corporate, Judy and Linda.
Thanks so much, Deb.
Yay! I'm so glad to be having this conversation. First of all, I adore each of you, and I love working with both of you in bringing Evolve Me to its next level. And I'm sure our listeners are wondering, you know, how they did it, right? So how did you guys, so I guess start with Linda, what was your story? And then how did the two of you come together, Judy, to create Evolve Me? So Linda, let's start with you.
Sure. So my background is in finance. It's a career that I really kind of fell into because I was in the Midwest and I was offered an opportunity to move to New York. And that happens to a lot of people. I think they just fall into their careers without really taking the time to figure out what they really want to do. When we moved to New Jersey for my husband's career, I kind of fell out of the workforce then. I thought I was going to be just taking a couple years break to raise my kids. And that quickly spun into 18 years. And all of a sudden, I had my first child leaving for college, and I realized that I had not really taken the time to figure out what I was going to do next. And so I really started trying to figure that out, but I found that process really isolating, just trying to Google different things, talk to people. I just felt like I was spinning my wheels and not getting anywhere because I didn't know where I wanted to go. And so I stumbled across a program for women looking to return to the workforce in the social impact sector, and that's where I met Judy.
Awesome. So Judy, let's turn it over to you. How did you get to where you are and what happened when you and Linda met? Because I was under this impression that you guys had met at Harvard, because I know you both are Harvard educated. I thought, oh, they went to college together, but that's not the case.
Right. No, it looks that way from our bios, but I have a background in education, from Harvard, and Linda has a business degree. So it's kind of the perfect collision of perfect storms to start our business. So I am a women's leadership development expert and career strategist. And I spent a lot of my career in the nonprofit sector. I spent over a decade with Girl Scouts of the USA and had an amazing career there. And once I was pushing up against turning 50, I saw that milestone ahead of me. And I said, do I want to continue my successful career here? Or do I want a next chapter? You know, and I said that I owe it to myself to think about leveraging all the skills that I had amassed in the nonprofit sector and education and program development and research, and really going out on my own and figuring out who I was without those affiliations, you know, to that nonprofit that I had been with for so long. And so that was a big leap for me. It was a big voluntary leap, and, you know, became a freelancer, which I really enjoyed for a few years, and then started to dip my toe back into the water. Do I really want to go back to a nonprofit, or is there something else? And was having a really hard time figuring that out. Worked with some career coaches, and I really felt like this was a very unique time to be a woman in midlife, and I wanted other women who were at the same stage, who, you know, had successful careers, but wanted more meaning, wanted, you know, to be aligned with who they were now, and have work kind of fit into the rest of their life, especially, you know, with being a mom of young kids. So I stumbled upon a return to work program for social impact at a startup, where I did the program because I thought it would help me work with a group of women, but also for research purposes, because I thought I might actually like doing this work. I was craving to work more directly with people. Long story short, had a great experience in there, and they were looking to rebrand the program when the woman who was leading it got a full-time job, and tapped upon myself and Linda, who was doing who did the program right after me, because we have such complementary skill sets, and said, "Do you want to rebrand this program? Do you want to reprogram it?" We wound up not even knowing each other, really working very beautifully together, and formed a partnership. When that startup kind of had to contract and wasn't focused on women anymore, we had such successful cohorts with that startup with women that we knew that there was something there to be had for women in midlife, that we really wanted to hone in on that demographic, because we were career returners and pivoters ourselves, and we're eager to pay it forward. And launched Evolve Me last year, and, you know, was supposed to be an in-person company during COVID, quickly pivoted to being digital, and here we are now, having run two successful cohorts in September.
So, you know, there's so much I love about your story. It's not that dissimilar from mine, you know, getting to the height of my career in corporate and looking around and saying, is this all there is? You know, why am I sacrificing so much for my work? You know, I want friends that I don't work with, and I want to participate in parent-teacher conferences and go to sports games. And it's really hard for women to figure out, you know, what's next. And so it's amazing that the two of you met, both looking for the same support, the same resource, and now have come together. So I'm curious, and I'm sure our listeners are curious too, what are you noticing as the major trends? I mean, I heard the backstory. You were doing a side conversation when we first started this conversation of some of the patterns that you're seeing with some of the women that you're working with.
Yeah, I was just talking to Judy about that. It's interesting. The cohorts we ran into in September, I think that was when people were still a little new with COVID, and people were coming to us for a variety of reasons, but we were definitely having some people that had been laid off or furloughed during COVID. This time around, so many of the women I'm talking to and that have signed up for the collective already, they're just stuck. They're not even between jobs. They're working. They're not returners. They have very secure jobs, but they're not happy. They're in their, you know, mid-40s, mid-50s, and they've just been kind of going along, and maybe they've been at the same company for years and years and years, but they just can't see themselves there. They know they've got another 20 years ahead of them, and there's got to be something more than what they're doing now. But because they're so busy with work and caring for their family, whether it's children or whether it's older parents, or as women, we're always the caregivers and we love that role, but it's our second shift. They don't have time to step back and think about what it is that they'd really like to be doing with their workday, which is so much of their day.
You know, I'm wondering, do you think COVID played a part in that, with all the disruption with homeschooling and working from home and all of that?
Yeah, I think that I was actually telling Linda, we were having a chat right about this, that I do think that there's a big role that COVID has played, because, you know, we're at home, and if you're working, you know, you still have some more time to kind of think about and reflect on what do you want your day to look like? And especially if you're homeschooling, managing so many responsibilities, caring for elderly, you know, family members, and, you know, saying like, can I keep doing this the way I'm doing this? You know, is there another way? And is there, you know, more flexibility? And, you know, we heard one woman in our meetup this morning said to us, you know, I really want to figure out what makes my heart sing, you know, instead of what I just backed into, right? As Linda was saying, like what I just kind of fell into. And I think that this time during COVID is like a reprioritization for a lot of women and really, you know, getting in touch with, well, what does make me happy? You know, we're spending so much time alone too, you know, and not having that community. And so I think that, you know, especially if you're working now and if you're at a job that you only, you know, it's okay. I think that this time kind of forces you to say like, wow, this is something profound going on. This is a seismic shift in our society. And like, am I going to seize the moment and try and change things up now for myself or just kind of continue on the path? So seeing a lot of people, you know, wanting to reset and find that meaning, even during this most challenging time, you know, and we're just continually, you know, impressed with the women who are showing up for themselves and really trying to make that space, even with all the other responsibilities.
And even with women that are working, I think this time, because you always have to look for silver linings in everything. And I think the ability to work from home, while it's been really trying for women, especially women that have parents or children that they're caring for, so they're really doing double duty, it is at least giving them an opportunity and their employers an opportunity to see what flexible work can look like. So I think when we come out on the other side, there'll be more opportunities like that. But even for some of the women that I've been talking to that are looking to make a next step, there's even maybe an opportunity if they know kind of where they want to go to maybe even job craft within their company now so that they're more prepared for their next step.
Yeah. And we've seen people get jobs across the country because, as Linda was saying, there's actually more opportunity with COVID with remote work. So, you know, you're kind of not limited to your geographical area. So that's been also something very encouraging, the silver lining.
So you guys really hit a nerve, you know, pandemic or not, there was this growing trend, this growing need for women to get support and guidance around how to reinvent their careers in midlife, how to find more meaning in their work. And then COVID just kind of amplified that and also added new dimensions around work flexibility and satisfaction. I'd love to just switch the conversation a little bit to talk about your own journey to entrepreneurship and what you've learned about yourselves along the way. You know, what was the easy part of this journey and what was harder? And, you know, what are some of the top two or three lessons that you've learned in the last, what has it been, 2 years, a year and a half?
Year and a half, about a year and a half, yeah.
I would say one of the things is that you kind of have to know yourself. And Judy and I always say that we would not have enjoyed doing this on our own. Like Deb, you're a phenomenal entrepreneur on your own. I wouldn't enjoy doing this by myself. I love doing this with Judy. Judy and I just work really well together. We balance each other. And when you're an entrepreneur, one thing that I have learned and I had seen before when we worked for a startup, because that was also women led, is there are definitely, it's kind of like, and I guess women see it also when they're reinventing their careers, there are definite highs and lows. And you have to be able to enjoy the peaks and enjoy the ride up to the peak. But when you're in the low and you're not feeling so confident, you have to remember the peak so you know that it's going to come again. And when you have somebody else that you're working with to support you through that, it evens it all out. So so that's one thing that I'm really glad that we're doing it together. And the other thing is that everything can be figured out. So you don't have to worry when you're starting in an entrepreneurial journey that you know how to do everything, because pretty much everything you need to figure out can be Googled. And if it can't be Googled, there's somebody out there that does know how to do it and they'll be only too happy to help you. So there's so much support out there that you're only limited by your own fears and concerns.
Yeah, that's a great question. I mean, I can add a little bit because our journeys are pretty different of how we came to this. And I guess for me, yeah, again, I echo what Linda said, like I wouldn't do this alone. I tried being a freelancer for a few years and that was very isolating for me. And I can't imagine doing it with anybody else. It's hard to find a co-founder. I know people search for years and sometimes as an entrepreneur, you don't ever find that person. So we're just very lucky. Serendipity brought us together through the startup. What I really love too about being an entrepreneur is that I get to be myself every day, and that I didn't get to be myself when I was at a, you know, in a corporate nonprofit environment. Like I get to bring my personality to the table, and I really get to be a creative person in a way that I couldn't be in prior roles that I had. And I also feel like it's just at having a second chance at the next chapter of my career to be an entrepreneur, because I'm leveraging so much of my skill sets. But I think Linda alluded to this, like learning new things all along the way, because you're not in your silo with just your very specific area of expertise. You have to be the marketer, you have to be the tech person, you have to be the content person. And that's amazing because you keep growing as a professional and as a person. And I feel like I have a great draw. I love work. I love to work. It's an important part of my life. I like to do something purpose driven and mission driven. And I feel like being an entrepreneur and the rush of it, there's lows too, but I feel like it was a way that I got my drive back for work and my ambition and passion.
You know, the two of you have such great chemistry. I mean, even in this interview, I'm sure listeners are picking it up that you really came from a position of supporting each other's strengths. But what I've observed in the last 6 months or so since we started working together is how you're also stretching each other and you're stretching your own skills. You know, I think our first conversation, Judy, you did most of the talking. And, you know, in the last few months, you know, Linda, I've just noticed your confidence growing as a spokesperson for Evolve Me and being out in front and taking over more of the sales. So I love a partnership that really works, because then you can divide and conquer, you lead from strengths, but you're also stretching each other to go to new places and advance. And it's what I love about the entrepreneurial journey too, is that there's always a next frontier. There's always something new to stretch yourself into. Yeah. So it's just been such a great ride seeing you shine and also seeing you make an impact. I mean, your clients are over the top satisfied with the work that you're doing. So do you have some stories to tell on some of the impact that you've been able to make? You know, definitely don't share any names, but what are some of the scenarios that your clients have been through after they've come through the Reinvention Collective? What have they been able to accomplish?
Well, Judy can maybe give a couple. We've got so many great stories that, you know, some of them just get us a little emotional, some of the testimonials, because you don't realize the impact you're having on people until they come back and tell you. But I will say with the, you know, our initial cohort, we had 23 women. We try to keep them, you know, not have too big of a group because we want it intimate enough. Of those women, during a pandemic and given the holidays as well, 5 women already have landed jobs. A couple of them had multiple offers. 2 are starting businesses. 1 is starting her own nonprofit. Oh, 3. Yes. 3 are starting businesses. And 1 is founding her own nonprofit, which she's going to do God's work in food insecurity. And then other people have project work or getting speaking engagements, or at a minimum have really gotten clear on what it is they want to do. And they're taking very concrete steps. And they're all staying with our community because they just really enjoyed being together and the support. You know, I'll let Judy tell a couple good stories, but we're blown away by that kind of success, because we were never promising that coming in the middle of a pandemic and, you know, with the holidays and everything.
Yeah. I mean, we had a few women. I mean, our community, I have to say, I'm just so honored to work with all these women because they're such smart, talented, motivated women. I mean, they're already starting with so much. That's what we say, like in midlife, like you're not starting from scratch. It might feel that way, but you have so many skill sets to offer. You have so many transferable skill sets, but women come to us sometimes feeling really low, feeling really down and really, you know, a lack of confidence, whether it's being out of the workforce, out of touch with their networks, you know, not having, you know, colleagues for quite some time and maybe getting rejection from interviews. We had one woman who, you know, came to us with a deep lack of clarity. I mean, that was, you know, something that she brought up at every meetup that we had. And it was really frustrating for her that she wasn't making progress, you know, in a fast enough fashion. And then she had a breakthrough and she started getting out there and she started, you know, hearing that other people were, you know, contacting people on LinkedIn and they were getting 15 to, you know, half hour phone chats with them. And that people, you know, it was really just a conversation that networking shouldn't, it wasn't scary. It was just having a conversation. And this woman started, you know, coming out of her shell a bit, you know, even feeling like she didn't have she didn't have it perfectly crafted, like her pivot pitch, we call them, of where she wanted to land up, but she had it enough so that she could ask for a conversation, ask for, you know, some contacts around supporting, you know, company, small businesses. That's what she does around marketing. So she started to network and grow her confidence. And then a few weeks later, she told us she loved networking so much that she wished that she got paid for networking. And her whole demeanor changed. Her posture, the way that she lit up when she spoke, you know, she smiled more. She really just blossomed, you know, and we see this because we're all on Zoom and we see how things can change, you know, kind of overnight. And she now is starting her own consulting company. Like she kind of backpedaled on it for a while, but she had two or three women in mind that she wanted to do this business with, and she's now going for it. And this was like a radical change, you know, only 8 weeks later from when she started the program. So that was, you know, quite something. And, you know, we had a woman going through a divorce and she was, you know, she was a single mother and she was kind of assessing out opportunities on two tracks. And she was keeping these two tracks open. And she was a little bit hesitant, like whether she should be doing that or whether she should hone in more. But she, you know, she did some interviewing right before the holidays and she was, you know, kind of, she felt like really inspired, I think, by where she was in the collective and how kind of she ended up with her elevator pitch or her pivot pitch and her resume and her LinkedIn profile. And she was really going into these interviews, you know, right before the holidays, really confident. And I think it paid off because on January 4th, the first basically working day of the new year, she emailed the whole collective cohort and said, I got the job. You know, I got the job that I had been interviewing for. And she was just thrilled because it's going to mean, you know, it's going to mean everything to her family's financial stability and her own, you know, obviously confidence and, you know, professional advancement. And she knew that it wasn't a perfect role, but it was going to be a stepping stone to the direction where she wanted to head, which was eventually to be in-house somewhere in a marketing role. So, you know, we tell women it doesn't have to be that you land the most ideal, perfect role, but you want each role to kind of lead to the next one. These are all baby steps, and the cumulative baby steps will get you further than feeling like everything needs to be, you know, perfect. Perfect is the enemy, you know, of the good. You know, that saying, it's a common one that we say because it could really get you stuck, especially you have high achieving women who want everything to be perfect, and that could really derail you.
Yeah. And I run into that all the time. You know, so I always say done is better than perfect, right? Or I like yours too. Perfect is enemy of the good. So you're impacting lives.
Yeah, and there was one thing that Judy was saying, you know, like, because she's true, like the women that come into our program are so credentialed, so accomplished. And a lot of times all they need is just to be around other women because they've been trying to do this work in their head. And so they need some structure to go through a program like this, and they need other women to go through it with. And sometimes just the back and forth, that's where they get the clarity. And that's all they needed, was just to figure out where they were going. And then they're off to the races. Or sometimes they kind of knew where they were going, but they needed that confidence. And it's very hard to get confidence on your own. And once they had that, it was like this, it's like the switch flips and they're off. So, and it's really magical to see that.
So you are impacting lives and definitely bringing about change, helping other women grow into bigger potential, get greater confidence. How have each of you changed because of this entrepreneurial journey, this growth track that you've been on? You can't you can't emerge from this unscathed yourself, right? So this has been a growth journey for you. How have you grown as an individual by leading these women through this process?
Well, I will say that I have had to figure out a lot of things because by default, I'm the CTO. So I've found that I am, like, I always thought I was pretty good at figuring things out. And that has been a huge confidence boost to me. And I would say the other thing is, like you said, you've noticed that I'm more confident. Judy's the educator and she's the one with all the programming skills. I learn so much from her every day and she's so encouraging that, you know, she's my confidence too. And so I've gotten, you know, so much more comfortable speaking because this is, you know, which makes me really happy because I know this program works and I know it's so good. So I'm glad to be a better spokesperson for it to help more women. So that's where I've grown. Thanks, Judy.
Oh, no, thank you. I mean, I would have to say that I also feel like I have increased confidence in sharing, you know, what I love and what I love to do with the world because of Linda, because I, you know, have 100% confidence that any challenge that we face, like she said before, like she'll just really take it on and figure it out. And to like not, you know, to be so comfortable and so trusting of somebody that you work with, that like, I know that whatever Linda says she's going to do, she'll follow through and that she has as much invested in this as I do. It's like, I feel like it's like we're, you know, professional sisters or like business sisters that are like having each other's back. And I never, you know, at the end of my career, especially, you know, having been someone for so long, I'm getting like a little bit teary. Like I didn't really have that in colleagues so much. And so it's just really refreshing that I get to choose who I want to work with. And I chose Linda and now we're choosing our partners based on our values of our company. And that I've changed because I felt like where I was working in the past maybe wasn't necessarily who I was in my values at that time anymore. And now we get to create values of our company and we choose, right? Collaboration over competition for women. That's so needed in the workplace. We're choosing resilience and growth. We're choosing empathy, you know, and that's really empowering to be able to say, you know, these are the things that I care about and I'm going to put them out into the world and I'm going to see what resonates. And it has, you know, it has worked for us to be ourselves. And that's what I mentioned before is that I could really be myself. And I learned that it's an amazing thing to be able to be yourself at work, right? Like I couldn't bring my whole self to work every day. I couldn't even necessarily talk about being mother in other settings that I was in. So to be able to be doing all these things with Linda at the same time, cooking, emailing, creating amazing programming and websites, it's all part of the package. And that's just really a special. And so like we share all of this with our clients. And I think that also helps them feel like it's doable and that there is a community out there where you can be yourself. And I also just feel recommitted to my passion, which is, you know, women's career advancement and leadership. And if you're at a place, sometimes I was doubting if I was still passionate about those issues, which I care about so deeply because I wasn't in the right environment to really put it out into the world.
Oh, believe me, she's passionate.
And Linda, so anyway, you're a little emotional in this conversation too, I'm noticing. What's
now,
coming up for you?
Between the two of us, which one is the present giver and which one is the one that writes really good cards?
Oh, it's so beautiful. So you're a great partnership and that's incredible the way you've created this working relationship and that you've pivoted Evolve Me and the Reinvention Collective to go online. What's next for Evolve Me? Do you have a vision or a plan for what's next for your clients? You know, what do they need after they emerge from the Reinvention Collective?
Yeah, that's a great question. And we're excited about supporting our clients, you know, on their journey. So, you know, right now, once they graduate, so to speak, from the Reinvention Collective program in February, we're starting a new one, which is going to be 10 weeks. They can rejoin us, you know, in the membership. But we also want to, you know, keep in touch with them along their journey, because people need, you know, support along the way. And so let's say, you know, they're starting, some people are starting businesses, right? So they might need kind of help along their entrepreneurial journey, just like we did with you, Deb. So, so there you are. Maybe we could have a partnership with you eventually around that. But really tapping into what are the areas of need. I mean, perhaps, you know, they're working now, but they don't have that female colleague base that, you know, we hear from women that in the Evolve Me community, they could talk about things that they can't talk about at work. So we still want to have those spaces for them to come back and discuss issues that they're, you know, facing at work. Maybe they're still dealing with imposter syndrome. That doesn't go away after you graduate from a program, that they even get a job. So things like that. You know, we are, you know, creating a program that is going to be a really good experience for women this February. It's going to be a little bit more self-paced, but again, matched with virtual weekly trainings with us, where we could really talk about how to apply some of the skills that you learn on our new digital platform. We invested in our own selves this winter and are moving the programming to a digital platform. So that's really exciting for Evolve Me. And, you know, we also want to continue to build out our resources. We hope to have a podcast one day like this, Deb. This is great that you can, you know, host women like us on here, and we hope to do the same thing eventually. And yeah, we're just really, we know that, you know, when we're most in touch with the women that we serve, that's when we get the great ideas to offer them what they need. So we continue to listen and learn really from our community about what their next stages are, what, you know, how we can support them and grow together.
So I just want to highlight for our listeners that what Judy just described is really being in touch with your customer journey, understanding the problems that they're trying to solve immediately, providing immediate solutions. And then typically, if you've done a really great job, your clients want to continue along with you to get your support, get your help, to help them get to the next level. And right now, what we've learned in this pandemic is that community is everything. You know, you mentioned partnerships and collaborations with people who also serve your ideal clients. And that's a great way to grow your business, to add value to your clients, and being a good listener, just like you said, Judy, you know, always listening to what is it that our clients are looking for, where they struggle, what do they want. And so much of that has been imbued in our conversation today. So one of the takeaways is it's not like you guys went into a room and kind of like cooked up an idea and said, let's go out there and let's sell this. You were, number one, you were part of the situation. So you had personal experience of where people were struggling. And then you were in a program where you met a bunch of other women, but you spotted a need. You spotted a gap in the marketplace. You know, women aren't getting this type of career support. They don't have a natural community. They don't have access to mentors. And so you fill this gap in the marketplace that's so powerful. So if our listeners, you know, there's so many dimensions to this conversation today that I want listeners to carry away with them. Number one, if you're still in the corporate world or you're taking a pause and you're not really sure what's next for you, whether it's entrepreneurship or getting another job, then, you know, definitely be in touch with Judy and Linda, and we'll tell you how to do that. But also, if you are an entrepreneur, to understand that it wasn't a straight up line for these two, that there were challenges. You know, COVID posed a challenge. They were planning a weekend retreat. Well, the weekend retreat's not happening. We have to revisit. They also, you know, we can talk about how, you know, things were taking a lot of time because you're both busy people. You have families, you have children, you were also impacted by COVID. So there were some times when it was like, oh my God, how do I'm doing this. I remember Linda, you and I having this conversation, you know, should I be doing all these graphics in Canva just because I can? And the answer was, you know, clearly no. No. And challenges like, well, what do we do with these people? How do we attract people? And that's when we did the whole webinar. And so I'd love for you to share some of your learnings about the day-to-day practical aspects of when you decided, you know, outsourcing versus doing it yourself, having a system in place to acquire new clients and attract new people into your community. What are some of your learnings around that?
I think that, you know, a lot of that will apply to the stuff that, to what I do for Evolve Me. So I guess I've found that I'm a little bit of a control freak about just not controlling from Judy, because what Judy said is true. It's a beautiful thing to be working with somebody that you trust so implicitly. They're part of what they're doing, that you never feel like you need to be checking on the quality of their work or that they're doing it. But what I found was that because a lot of these things were new to me, like I'd never opened Canva before. I barely use social media because I don't really like it that much in my personal life. So everything I was doing was new. So I felt like I needed to get a real good grasp of how it worked before I could start handing it off to somebody. So, you know, I made sure that I knew how to design, you know, our website and do, you know, all the posts and all that. And then once it got to be too much, that's when we had that conversation, Devin, was saying, like, this is fun for me, but this is really taking a lot of time. And that's when I felt comfortable offloading it to somebody, because I understood then what it was that they were doing. So then I could communicate better with them instead of, you know, if I didn't understand how some of those things work, I don't think it would have been as effective for me to just hand it off to somebody. But that's just me. That's how I work. And it just makes me feel a little more controlled. But that's been a really exciting phase this time around after our first collective, is this time we are investing a little in ourselves and getting and having people do some help, give us some help, be it a virtual assistant, which we adore, our virtual assistant, we share with you, Deb. You know, we've got somebody doing some design work for us now, and it's hard though. And I also think that's it's a woman thing too. It's really hard because we always want to feel like we can do everything ourselves, and it's really hard to let somebody else help us. But it's also been really a good education. That's been a learning experience too, just learning to, you know, hand off something to somebody else, and so that you can do more, so you can focus more on your clients. And
what have you focused on now that you've delegated some of the administrative stuff off to an assistant? What have you been able to do with your time?
I have so much more time to have one-on-one conversations with women that are interested in the program, because sometimes it's when you're going to invest time and money, you want to get comfortable who you're going to go on this journey with. And so a lot of times it is a conversation, and I have met the most amazing women in our strategy sessions, trying to suss out what they really need going forward and whether the Reinvention Collective is right for them at this time. And so, and I love doing that work. I love talking to these women. I can hear myself and Judy in each of their stories. And so that's really what I'm spending more of my time doing.
Yeah. So you're spending your time doing more revenue generating activities that you also enjoy, and then offloading some of the admin stuff. What about you, Judy? What has been your biggest learning in this entrepreneurial journey over these last few months?
I would say that patience is something that I've learned. Like, I want things to happen, you know, I want things to be moving. I like momentum in my life and my work. And like, sometimes in this journey, it's, you know, two steps forward, one step back. And I've learned that things happen in stages, and they happen in stages for a reason. And so I think that kind of, you know, I've really benefited from you, Deb, and the things that you've led us through, and the phases that we need to go through as entrepreneurs, because I think, as Linda said, sometimes it really is hard to ask for help. And so, as you know, like we feel like, you know, I think that before we've never started our own company, but we did some, you know, a similar program somewhere else, but that's totally different than starting your own venture. And I think that I learned that, you know, like that it's okay to not know something, right? And it's okay to ask for help, and it's okay to invest that time and you know, that make that monetary investment to ask for help upfront, because it's going to be a lot easier and you're going to actually get the momentum that you want when you really get support from women who have done this already at the get-go.
And that absolutely includes working with you, Deb, because it's otherwise, there's one thing I don't like to do is reinvent the wheel. And so it's such a pleasure to work with somebody like you who has already been through, you know, been through all of this before us. And so you've just been a huge part of our story.
Oh, thank you guys. Yeah. I've loved working with you too.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's been amazing. And, you know, sometimes I think it, you know, it is hard to like financially like put yourself first when you're starting out in your business and maybe you don't have revenue yet, but like it's the smartest investment that we made, you know, to start our work with you when we did. So yeah, thank you for everything.
I would also say that's another, and I hate to keep saying things are female things, but there are certain traits that are, you know, just, you know, and it's scary to invest in yourself, you know, but you have to have the confidence to know that you really believe in what you're doing. And that also goes to women investing themselves in doing a program like ours or like yours, Deb. You know, the same women that will, you know, spend, you know, however much hundreds or thousands of dollars on their children for a private soccer tutor or their summer camp or whatever, you know, hesitate when it comes to investing in themselves. And I think we all need to get over that.
We do need to get over that, because investing in yourself enables you to value yourself. And I think as a gender, women specifically undervalue themselves. And so a lot of reasons for that, culturally, the corporate culture, as well as societal culture. We weren't raised to value ourselves monetarily. We weren't told that we were worth investing in. We didn't necessarily have role models who were investing in their own development personally or professionally. So this is relatively new in our lifetime. And so we as examples, so I know my mission is to close the wage gap in women entrepreneurship and helping women to value themselves and charge for their services based on their value and the value that you're providing. I mean, if you think about it, and you know, listeners have heard me talk about return on advantage in a past episode, but the return on advantage that you guys are delivering through the Reinvention Collective is giving women skills that will return over and over again throughout their lives and their careers. The advantage that I deliver is helping accelerate revenues so that you can continue investing in your programs, investing in your clients, delivering more value by accelerating that path to revenue generation. So I think this is a great place to end up our conversation about that. You know, no one gets there alone, whether you're, you know, looking to pivot, return to the workforce, start your own company, is that, you know, Google is great, but you don't get all the support in the community and the intelligent advice based on where you are, based on doing a Google search or a do-it-yourself course. So being in these more hands-on type programs where you're allowed to, and I love the other theme of your story is just to actually be yourself and embrace yourself. And that was an emotional part for both of you, is that finally, you know, I can just be who I am, do the things I love, and actually surprise, make an impact on others through my work. And that's what I think this women's economy, this new culture is all about that we're stepping into. So before I leave you guys and let you go, how do people get in touch with you if they want to learn more about how to stay connected to the Reinvention Collective, as well as Evolve Me in general?
So the best thing to do is everything that we've got is on our website. If they go to evolveme.work, W-O-R-K, They can learn more about Judy and I. There is a tab there that talks all about the Reinvention Collective. You can get information on our membership. We've got upcoming webinars that are on our homepage, as well as a free gift if you want to look for that, about mindset traps that women fall into, and how to get past those. And there's also, if you go to our blog, there's some really great pieces there, like articles that Judy and I have written, but also stories of women that have made it to the other side of career reinvention in our How She Did It, and that's coincidence, so we have the same, and 40 Over 40 series. So there's a lot there, and you can also hop on our email list, and if you're interested in Reinvention Collective and it looks like it's right for you, you can sign up for a one-on-one conversation with Judy or I, and we'll spend a half hour, which always ends up being an hour, talking and just hearing where you're at and seeing if this is right for you.
And so join us and learn more at our webinar. Speaking of the power of webinars, we have a wonderful signature webinar of how to own your value and reimagine your career at midlife on January 19th from 1 to 2 p.m. So you can also find that. Sign up on the website, as Linda said. So head to the website for all info.
Yeah, and that's, again, it's evolveme.work.
That's great. We'll put that in the show notes as well, so people can click down to the show notes and get the link to your website. And thank you, Judy and Linda, for spending time with Life After Corporate listeners today. I think you've just added a lot of value to the conversation about women reinventing in midlife. And I am so grateful that you do the work that you do.
And we are grateful that you do the work that you do, because otherwise I don't know what we would do.
Thank you so much.
Find another Deb.
Yeah, there's no other Deb. You're very unique. So thank you so much for hosting us. This was wonderful. It's great to have this conversation with you.
Same here.
Thanks, Deb. It's been really fun.
And that's it for Life After Corporate, my friend. Till next time. Thanks for listening, my friend. If you enjoyed this show, please head over to iTunes and subscribe and leave us a review. And be sure to hop over to the Life After Corporate Facebook group and join other growing entrepreneurs to get weekly tips on how to create more money and meaning doing work you love.